Father, we thank you this morning. We exhort you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace. Thank you, O Lord, for you are God and there is none beside you. There is none like you, O Lord. For who is like unto you? For who is like you, Lord? You are glorious in holiness and you are fearful in praises. You are God and you are God alone. We worship you. We bow before you. We say you are God and there is none beside you. Lord, we honor you. We bless your name. Father, we exalt you. You are the Lord and you are God forever. Lord, we lift up our hands. We lift up our voice and we worship you. We exalt you, Lord. Thank you, righteous Father. We honor you. And this morning, we are before you, O Lord. We ask, Father, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 2nd of December, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord, exalt his holy name for his mercy. Thank him for his grace upon your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day as you go today, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over this day. I declare that you this day, you will not abhor evil for me. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day, all that is in you work together in my favor. All that is in you work together for my blessing. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Oh, my portion this day is godly and my portion this day is blessed. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that this day you are a day that the Lord has made for me. I stand on his word and I assess his provision for me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare that doors of blessing that is in this day is opened unto me. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over this day. I legislate blessing over my life in the name of Jesus. I overturn every verdict of the enemy over my life in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I cancel every demonic schedule, every demonic projection into my day. I cancel them by the blood of Jesus. I cancel every demonic arrangement from the spirit to the physical, from the dream world to the physical. I cancel every demonic arrangement by the blood of Jesus. I declare today that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The blessings of the Lord is my portion. I speak to you this day. Oh, you will yield unto me that which the Lord has programmed into you for me. In the name of Jesus. Oh, surely I am blessed. For he has declared concerning me, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Oh, this day I carry the goodness of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord. Oh, most importantly, I go today with the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord goes with me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that any weapon that is put together to stand against me, it will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn them. Their words becomes of no effect. In the name of Jesus, their words betray them and their evil words begin to follow them all the days of their life. In the name of Jesus, the Lord arise and fight for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the voice of the Lord becomes a command that governs my day. In the name of Jesus, I release the voice of the Lord upon my day. Every enemy surrounding my resources, I command you to scatter. In the name of Jesus, I assess the resources that the Lord has prepared for me in you this day. In the name of Jesus, I break every evil pattern, patterns that has been designed by the enemy, demonic patterns designed into this day. I break you by the blood of Jesus. This day you will yield blessing unto me. In the name of Jesus, I clear every evil traffic on my way today. In the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord manifest upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I take over this day. I command every wicked voice that speak over me, I command you to be silenced. In the name of Jesus, I release the voice of the Lord upon this day. I release the voice of blessing upon this day. in the name of Jesus. I speak to you this day that you align with the provision of God for me in the name of Jesus. You this day, oh, I declare that you will favor me. Systems and structure will favor me. Nature will favor me in the name of Jesus. The scripture says the fire goes before the Lord and burneth up all his enemy. All his enemy round about him. I set the fire of the Lord before me as I go today. Let the fire of the Lord destroy anyone that rises against the gospel of the Lord in this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that my door of blessing is open. In the name of Jesus, I am exempted from any form of evil that is programmed into this day. In the name of Jesus, today I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into the trap of the enemy. For the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. Oh, I declare that I receive angelic assistance as I go today. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my protector. Oh, his word says, there shall no evil befall me, neither will any plague come near my dwelling. I am secured by the blood of Jesus. I am secured in glorious things. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want you to remember this nation in your prayer. Pray for Nigeria as you step out today. Bless the name of the Lord for this country, for his grace, for his hand of mercy upon Nigeria. And I want you to lift up your voice and speak to the Lord that, Father, you will arise and fight for us in this nation. You will arise, O God, and fight for the cause of the gospel. Fight for the cause of the righteous. Arise, O Lord, and stop the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, you will scatter their camp. Lord, you will arise and you will set fire in their midst. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, you will expose and scatter them. In the name of Jesus, you will expose and scatter them. They are destroyed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that your hand of mercy will be upon Nigeria. Lord, we declare your mercy upon Nigeria, the government and the people, the land and all its wealth. We declare your hand upon the borders of this nation. Father, you will arise and you will show yourself strong. In the name of Jesus, you will arise and fight for the cause of the gospel. Fight for the cause of the righteous. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, this morning, we are looking into our anchor scripture. And there is this particular place that the Spirit of the Lord points to me as I woke up today. And that is verse 4 of our anchor scripture. Remember, our anchor scripture is from the book of Psalm 23. We are to read from verse 1 to verse 6. I want you to have this at the back of your mind. Know it like you know your name. Make it a word that you speak every day. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I want you to go back to that verse 4. I want us to lay emphasis on that verse 4 this morning as the Spirit of the Lord would direct us. I know we might not be able to cover everything today. We might have to continue tomorrow or in some days to come as the Lord will permit us to go. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. There are two important tools of the shepherd that the scripture spoke about here, and these are the rod and the staff. Now, if you want to look at what the rod and the staff stands for as a shepherd and the role it plays place in our life as children of God. Listen, beloved, the rod in the hand of the shepherd is a symbol of authority, a symbol of discipline, and a symbol of protection. I say this again, it's a symbol of authority that the shepherd is owing. It's a weapon, it's an authority, it's a weapon of discipline, it's a weapon of protection, it's a weapon to repel the attack of the enemy. So the rod is a symbol of God's authority upon the flock, on the sheep. It's a symbol of discipline that awaits any sheep that wanders out of the flock. It's a symbol of defense, a weapon of defense to defend you from the attack of the enemy. It's a symbol of protection, a symbol of defense for you. When the enemy raises up their head like a flood, the scripture says, Isaiah chapter 59 verse 19, the latter part, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the scripture says the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. That is, the rod of the Lord will arise and will be a protection for you. Now, the staff is for rescuing the sheep, guiding the sheep in the right path to follow, and pulling the sheep back into the fold, pulling the sheep out of danger. So it means now that the staff represents God's guidance, God's support and care. The staff represents the guidance of God upon your life, the support the Lord gives to you and his care for you daily. The rod and the staff stands as a symbol of the relationship between God and his people. It's a symbol that shows God's commitment to you as a child of God, as a born again, a bona fide child of God, a born again child of God. It shows the relationship that exists between you and the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a symbol of the relationship between the sheep and the shepherd, between the shepherd and the flock. It's a symbol of comfort, a symbol of defense, a symbol of correction, a symbol of preservation, a symbol to put us together in correcting us, putting us together in the presence of God all through the life of a believer. The scripture says, "Thy rod comforts me." Oh, when you see the rod is not a symbol of comfort to the enemy, but to us that are in the kingdom, to us that are in the flock, that is in the fold, it's a symbol of comfort. Oh, because I will fear no evil. I can rest easy in times of trouble because I know my shepherd has a rod with him. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I can rest easy, for I know that my Lord Jesus is with me. Because he has prepared a weapon of defense, there is a standard that he has prepared, that when the enemy will come sweeping in like a flood, he will raise up a standard against them. I can rest easy in times of trouble. I rest knowing that my shepherd will fight for me. I rest easy knowing that my shepherd will arise and defend me. I found comfort and rest very, very easy, for his rod defends me and his staff guides me. I find comfort and rest. It comes to me very easy, for I know that his rod and his staff, they comfort me. When I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. I want you to go through that verse 4 and read very well. The scripture says that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, beloved, are you in the lowest form, the lowest point of your life? It seems as if you are at the breaking point and that it looks as if the Lord has abandoned you. Look at that verse 4. This is going to bring joy into your heart as the Spirit of the Lord is going to open your eyes. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil, for the Lord is with you. In that valley of the shadow of death, his presence is with you to become a light for you, to guide you out of that darkness, to be a star path that will guide you out of that darkness, to rescue you out of that valley of the shadow of death. It will be a rod to defend you from the fiery draught of the enemy. Beloved, the Lord is with you. You are not alone. I'm going to stop here this morning for the sake of time and space, trusting that by the grace of God and by the leading of the Holy Spirit, we'll continue tomorrow. I want you to confess with me, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. My God, my Lord, prepares a table before me in the presence of my opposition. My God anoints my head with oil and my cup runs over. Surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I will dwell in the presence of the Lord. I will be a carrier of his presence all the days of my life, forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, know this, that the rod and the staff only works for you when you are in the fold, when you are among the flock. Give your life to Jesus. You know, the Lord Jesus is coming soon. Give your life to him. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you. And God bless you. Have a wonderful day.